you have to decide for yourself when you're designing something, whether or not you're going to follow fads or trends, or whether or not you're going to stay the course and work on your brand recognition. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at IsoldeT on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. This is going to be one of those shorter episodes where I talk about something about creativity and design and innovation that I've been thinking about. I don't know if I've talked about this too much on this podcast, but I spent all of my high school years working at a Baskin-Robbins. And yes, I was an ice cream scooper. I wore the big bucket hat and pink and white and brown striped shirts that is supposed to be, I guess, reminiscent of Neapolitan ice cream. So yes, I wore the uniform and all of that. And I noticed just the other day on CNN that Baskin-Robbins is about to once again redo its logo, and they're going to have a merch shop and all of this other stuff. And here's the thing about that, right? When I worked there, it was a completely different logo, and it's in 2006, they updated it, and now they've updated it again. For a long time, everyone's been against serif fonts. Everyone's wanted sans serif, and serifs are those little curlicues or edges on letters and numbers that are a little bit extra. Instead of being a little bit more blocky, they've got a little extra oomph, right? And so if you look at the Baskin-Robbins logo, the current one as opposed to the brand new one, it is in a unusual sans serif font, but it is in a sans serif font. And the reason it looks like that is because the 3 and the 1 are part of the B and the R, right? There, it's supposed to give you a little sort of shout out to the 31 flavors of ice cream at a Baskin-Robbins store. They're a different color, right? It's pink and it's blue, and the outer edges of the letters are blue, and the inner ones that make the 31 are red. And it's been kind of cute all this time, and it looks like sort of a little kid font. The new one is a little bit more interesting, right? They've brought back a serif font, and the 31 is still prominent in that they have it in the middle of the letters again. And then Baskin-Robbins itself is in a sans serif font, though the actual name of the place. Why is this important? Well, it's important because you have to decide for yourself when you're designing something, whether or not you're going to follow fads or trends, or whether or not you're going to remain, sort of stay the course and work on your brand recognition, right? I think Baskin-Robbins is one of those places where if you've heard of Baskin-Robbins, you know Baskin-Robbins, and you're going to probably find at Baskin-Robbins if you want it. But if you're a newer company or if you're a creative entrepreneur, you want to have something that's very consistent, right? Choose something that's going to work for the long haul instead of every few years changing it up. Having said that, a lot of things change, and change sometimes very quickly, right? If you remember back a few years ago, everything was earth tones. Everything was taupe and beige and off-white. And now everything is back to sort of the 1980s, turquoise and purple and violet and hot pink. And when I look at my own stuff, it's turquoise and violet and hot pink, right? When you look at my branding, I've got kind of a rainbow color thing going on. And when everything changed a few years ago, I thought, oh, maybe I should change too. And then I went, you know what? No, I love these colors. I'm going to keep these colors. And guess what? The trend has come around again. And the turquoise and purple, like you can look, if you go to canva.com, which is a huge website nowadays for design, their actual design colors of their branding are this sort of turquoise and blue and purple, which is great for me because I've been using it for this whole time and I love it. And so I love looking at those jewel tones, and I think it's great. And yet I'm watching people change their logos and things like that, and they're bringing back serif fonts as opposed to sans serif font. And why is that important? Well, it's important because, again, you need to make those decisions. And for a company like Baskin-Robbins that's making those changes, it's pretty much certain that there are focus groups involved and that there are all these marketing people and designers involved in making these ultimate decisions. If you're working, though, you are working as a solopreneur or a creative entrepreneur or maybe the leader of a small business, you probably don't have the ability or the resources to go, let's get a focus group together and we're going to have a bunch of people tell us what they like. So I'm here to tell you that you need to choose what you like and stay consistent. That's what this is about. Ultimately, you're going to be looking at your business logo and your colors and your font and your branding pretty much more than anybody else will. So my thought to you is, my advice to you is, find colors that you like. If you can choose contrasting colors, like I have, you know, turquoise and purple, for example, as my colors of choice, that would be great. And I know that they're not totally complementary colors. Really, if you're using purple, you should be using yellow as its contrasting color. And I have a little bit of that. But the point is, I like the colors that I use. I find them pleasant to look at. I want to work with them. I don't kind of turn away from them because I don't like them. On the other hand, if you put orange, green, and brown together, for me, some people go, oh, earth tones, I love them. It has never worked for me. I don't like those colors together. And so I don't even want to look at that. Now, other people might, but on these things, I sort of had to stay firm with, what do I like? What pleases me? And I've stayed with that turquoise and purple and fuchsia and, you know, yellow rainbowy colors. And that works for me. I like them. But also, again, like I said, over this last year and a half or so, it's come back around, right? It's like Alice's Restaurant. It's coming back around on the guitar. So think about that for yourself as you're developing your design, as you're developing your branding. And if you decide to change your branding because you haven't liked what it's been, think about changing it to something that really pleases you. Go find the Pantone color website. I'm sure it's out there. And in fact, if I can find it, I'll put the link to the Pantone color website in the show notes. And also look at Google Fonts, right? There are lots of fonts out there that you can use. So if you're developing a website or you want, you know, business cards or whatever, that are going to be different than what you have right now, find a font that pleases you. Make sure that it's something that you like, that will work for you, so that you are not wondering or averting your gaze when you're looking at your own stuff, right? It really does need to be something you want to look at. So bear that in mind as you're doing the work that you're doing, because it's important. You must like it above everybody else. You must like what you're doing. If you don't, no one else will. Fundamentally, the energy of that will go before you and they will not like it. So as I'm developing the work on creative earthlings, TM, which I get to say after the name, I'm going to be working through all of that. What is it that I like? And how much of the earth, since we're, you know, earthlings, do I want on my branding? How much of the actual planet Earth? I have stuff in there that I can use, and I've got the general logo, and it, yes, it is in turquoise and purple because, yes, I love those colors. But is that all? Is that the way that I'm going to do this? What font am I going to use? All of that is stuff that I have to answer because Creative Earthlings is going to be, it's already a podcast. Well, just the tiniest first episode is out, but it's a podcast. It's going to be an art salon. It's going to be a publishing company where we publish, where I'm going to publish independent authors' work. So all sorts of things are about to be happening, which I'm very excited about. But in order for people to recognize Creative Earthlings when they hear it and when they see it, I want to have very consistent colors that I've chosen, very consistent fonts that I've chosen, very consistent branding. And I know lots of people talk about branding, but I'm talking about the point that your inner creative needs to be pleased with it. You need to like looking at it. You need to go, oh, this is cool or gorgeous or whatever when you look at it. If you don't, that isn't, no matter what they're telling you, that isn't the trend for you to follow. You must like it. Okay, that's my creative entrepreneur and ethical innovator thought for the day. I hope you enjoyed this short episode. Until next time, This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.